Scatterstand. Debunking the 1 hour a week recruiting claim as an urban myth is our subject today, and it was asked by Luke. Luke actually wanted to know, how did this come to be? Many have claimed that they were told it's only an hour a week. Is this an actual claim, or is this an actual urban legend? Is the claim it's only an hour a week a legitimate statement made by recruiters? Now, I did recruiting for many years in my district, and I never told anyone this ridiculous statement without meaning it as a total joke. This is not a legitimate promise made by recruiters. The claim suggests that recruiters for a particular role or position only requires 1 hour of prep per week. I believe that it started in a way of explaining meetings to parents. We would often say 1 hour a week and one weekend a month is what scouting provides. Over time, people shifted it to mean that only 1 hour a week for volunteer time, which we all know is false. The claim of 1 hour a week is often used as a marketing tactic to make recruiting sound simple. In a way, it is designed to attract individuals by downplaying the actual commitment and the responsibilities involved in scouting. However, in reality, scouting requires dedicated time, energy, resources to be successful. While it may not be widely known as an urban legend, it's certainly considered as one within the scout community. Scouters are well aware that the claim 1 hour a week is not grounded in reality. Believe me, there are patches that many scout leaders wear to remind them that this level of dedication should be taken seriously. If you are only able to commit to 1 hour, it will show in the results of what is presented by a scouter. The more time you can spend working on a really good presentation or training skills or whatever there is, the better the program will be. All too often, that's more than 1 hour. Individuals need to approach recruiting claims like this with a critical mindset. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. It's important for new recruits to thoroughly research, ask questions, and seek reliable sources of information before committing to any adult scout leadership opportunities. Now, for many years, I recruited scouts and scouters, and I discussed how little time they actually have with their own children in scouting. So really think about the values that we are trying to instill in young people of the scout oath and scout law. That can't be done by only preparing 1 hour a week. So the claims of this urban myth have been dispelled. Now let's take action and start giving our scouts good adult leadership. Be the example, not the exception. Be there as that leader teaching others how to be a better citizen by using the skills that they learn in scouting. Now, as scout leaders, we do an incredible job of teaching the new generation how to be great leaders. Let's keep that moving forward. Don't be limited in some urban myth. Some things might take less than an hour. A lot of things take more time. I'm grateful and thankful that you are in scouting and you are learning these new things, searching for more information to make better leaders for tomorrow. Keep up that great work, and I'll see you on the trail.